This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. I'm Karunya Rao and I welcome you all to the latest edition of Hot Stocks podcast, where we caught up with Sameer Chavan, Chief Analyst, Technical and Derivatives at Angel One. Barring the initial hiccup on Monday, it was overall a week of consolidation as we were approaching the monthly expiry and the end of the calendar year. Also, 17,200 to 17,300 was seen as a crucial zone in order to dictate the immediate direction as we step into the new year. The expiry session on Thursday started on a soft note and tested intraday support of 17,150 in the opening trade itself. This small downtick was merely a formality as we saw Nifty recover immediately to erase losses. In the remaining part of the session, the index remained in a slender range with no clear direction. Eventually, the lackluster session ended on a flat note, a tad above 17,200. On Friday, we witnessed a good broad-based buying to conclude the year on a happy note, well above 17,300. Despite some correction in the past, Nifty managed to clock whopping gains of over 24% year-on-year, which is certainly an achievement for Indian markets. Also, the way it closed above 17,300, the new year is likely to kick off on a positive note. As a conservative trader, one can wait for a sustainable close beyond 17,400, which is the higher end of the downward sloping channel on the daily time frame chart. But the way individual stocks are behaving, it is likely to happen in the coming session itself. After this, the immediate levels to watch out would be around 17,550 to 17,700. On the flip side, the base is shifting higher towards 17,000 to 16,800, before which 17,150 was seen as a key support. On the flip side, the base is shifting higher towards 17,000 to 16,800, before which 17,150 is seen as a key support. Traders are advised to trade with a positive bias as long as the index remains above the mentioned base. Mid-cap index is well poised and hence individual stocks are probably gearing up for a pre-budget rally. Let's see how things pan out going ahead and the next week would confirm the short-term path for our markets. Here are two buy calls for the next week. First up is Ultratech Cement with a target of 7,800, stop loss of 7,420. The cement giant did not participate in the recent market correction. It chose to remain sideways all this while. Taking a glance at the daily chart, we can see prices spending a lot of time exactly at the 200 SMA, which we can term as a base building process. Now on Friday, we witnessed a convincing price and volume breakout from recent congestion, indicating resumption of a higher degree uptrend. Therefore, we recommend buying it for a trading target of 7,800. The stop loss can be placed at 7,420. The next buy call is Asian Paints. This marquee counter has been steady when many stocks were undergoing a corrective phase. Early last week, stock prices took off and confirmed a breakout from its recent consolidation range. The daily and weekly time frame charts look strongly bullish, and the way some of the moving averages are placed, we can see continuation of this upward trend in the stock. More importantly, the RSI smoothened oscillator has started moving upward from the 70 mark, which is likely to provide impetus for the next move. Traders can look to buy on a small decline for a near-term target of 3,520. The stop loss can be placed at 3,270. Remember, these stock picks are not intraday ideas, but more of positional plays. We advise users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions. That's all for today. Do visit moneycontrol.com for more news, updates and investment ideas. Thank you for tuning in.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.